Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi and welcome to the PopSpot podcast. I'm Damien Huffington. Well, it was a big surprise in the TV industry when last year the Seven Network announced it had swooped in and snatched The Voice from a rival network. The motto for 2021 was all killer, no filler, streamlining the show and bringing in superstar judges Rita Ora, Keith Urban, Guy Sebastian and Jessica Mowboy. It's been a hit with millions following the journey of these young Aussie artists, but there can only be one winner, and this year it was 23-year-old singing teacher Bella Taylor Smith. Welcome, Bella.
Thank you. Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Let's get started because the saying goes, those who can't do, teach. You're a singing teacher, but you seem to have knocked that on the head because you're the singing teacher who won The Voice.
It's all, even you saying that is a bit bonkers, but yes, I do love teaching.
How long have you taught for? Because you're pretty young.
Yeah, I've probably taught for about 10 years, so it's been a fair while, but it's, yeah, something that comes really naturally to me, so.
And I guess all that practice helps you with your voice, and now you're The Voice, yeah. Australia.
Yes, it does. It does help with the practice for sure.
Now, we know that the show was filmed a while ago, which is why there's an audience and not masks and all that sort of thing.
Yes.
But how was that wait to see if you were the winner? Because there was four of you all waiting.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been. It has been a fair while, actually. I think the suspense, you know, not dwindled over time, but kind of was this like dull kind of suspense feeling that lasted for so long. But yeah, I mean, last night we were sitting on our couches just like everyone else, just waiting to see what the result was going to be.
I was going to say, and how did you celebrate? How did you watch on the edge of your seat?
Yeah, I mean, I sat very still and watching the video back that my partner and my sister were taking of me and stuff, my voice was quite, my face was quite funny.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I was very shocked. But yeah, it was nice to celebrate, you know, COVID safe, of course, but with my closest friends or my closest family.
Absolutely. Now, just going back to the start, you had a four-chair turn.
Yes.
In the very beginning.
Yeah.
What made you go for Team Guy?
I mean, I think we both share the same faith, so that was huge for me. And he's such a pillar in the Australian music industry. His voice is ridiculous. So it actually was like a really natural first choice. I was lucky that he didn't get blocked or like he turned, you know.
Well, because someone blocked Jess, didn't they?
Yeah.
Was she ever in the running though?
Yeah. If I was, if something had happened with Guy, if he hadn't turned or something had happened, I would have gone with Jess. So.
But I mean, at the same time, you're kind of spoilt for choice.
100%.
Because every one of them has a lot to offer.
Yeah, definitely.
It'd be hard.
The coaching panel this year was incredible, and each of them have really unique kind of things to bring to the table. So you're absolutely right, spoiled for choice is true.
And when you're working one-on-one with Guy, how is that?
Yeah, I mean, he's so kind. So I felt like we had a really good connection. He's such a good communicator as well, and really released me to kind of express myself and do what I love. So yeah, he was incredible through the whole show, such a good coach.
Oh, that's good to hear, because sometimes you're like, you hear stories about the coaches, they spin and then they run off, and then you're kind of left to fend for yourself with someone else. So the fact that he was hands-on is pretty amazing.
Yeah, he was. That's a really good way to describe it.
Had you tried out for The Voice or any competition before, this first time?
Yeah, no, I was never really interested in anything like this. Just interested in teaching and working at my church. And then when the application popped up on my computer, I thought that I would give it a go, which is quite funny to say now in hindsight.
And had you watched it before?
Yeah, I love singing. So, of course, you know, I watch and participate and get behind the artists, and music in Australia is so important, and getting behind that is really important to me too.
And the show was a bit different this year. How did you find those changes? Because there's been some people who have gone, oh, it's too rushed, you know, everyone got cut in the cut. How did you find it as a contestant?
Yeah, I mean, the whole filming process was a lot quicker than I expected it to be, and then the whole watching process was as well. So I feel like that's why we're all kind of a bit, you know, shell-shocked, looking around, wondering what's happened. But I think it was great. I mean, we got to interact heaps with the other artists behind the scenes, so that was amazing, and still got great quality time with the crew and production team, band, and the coaches. So it was awesome for a contestant, like, from my perspective.
All right, so you've got a winner's single. Is it a debut single, would you say?
Yeah.
It's your debut?
Yeah, I have an EP out, but it's definitely, you know, my debut single out from The Voice with AMI.
It's called Higher.
Yes.
Did you have much say in the song? Did you pick it from a lineup? Did you write it? Like, how did that process go?
I love songwriting. Unfortunately, I didn't write this one, but I love the message of the song. So it was pitched to me, and I thought that it was, yeah, a great example of a message that I really get behind. And it was a nice big sing, so I love a belt. So I hope that Australia loves it too.
Absolutely. So the EP is out, which is like your, you know, quote unquote winner's journey, I assume.
Yes.
But you've got a record deal with EMI now. Yes. What's on the way with that?
Yeah, I mean, I love writing music, so I can't wait to write and release something that just hopefully engages a listener. I love Adele and I love her. So any kind of mix of like a ballad and R&B is something I am so keen to write and release, and I hope that Australia loves that too.
Absolutely. And on top of the record deal, which I'm assuming as a musician, that's probably the big one for you, a way to release your music and a way for lots of people to hear it.
Yeah.
Lazy 100 grand.
Casually.
Just throw
no
that
deal.
In there.
Yeah.
What goes through your mind when someone says, hey, here's 100 grand?
Last night when I found out that I'd won, I had a big sob. And honestly, having financial freedom, especially in a time like this, is something that is incomparable. Like, removing that pressure and that kind of worry and fear is something that I've kind of carried for quite a long time. So I can't wait to pay some bills and then hopefully go on a holiday.
But I assume as well, as a singing teacher, COVID would impact your work as it has with so many other entertainers and musicians. So
hugely.
It would make it really hard. So yeah. I guess that's a nice little cushion.
Yes, absolutely. Cushion. Very nice. Very, very nice cushion. Yes.
Now, on top of all of that, Guy Sebastian wants to take you on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, do you just say, no, thanks, I'll take my 100 grand and...
This has been the funny thing kind of that's come up. People have been like, you know, when he said, no pressure, it's like, what am I going to say? Let me check my calendar. Yeah. Like, I'm not sure. Like, no. Like, honestly, that's such an incredible honour for him to ask me to do that with him. And I am blown away and over the moon with the opportunity.
And plus, you get a really great leverage for negotiating your fee. This is the winner of The Voice you're talking to here. Your winner of The Voice that you're talking to.
Terrifying.
What next for you now? Obviously, we've talked about like the winning and the record, all that stuff. On a day-to-day basis, what happens for you now for the next few weeks at least?
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel a little bit shell-shocked with everything, you know, just trying to wrap my head around, take things one day at a time. But yeah, I write music as much as I possibly can, so I'm going to keep doing that. And then just take it all in. I think I'm so grateful for the opportunity. I'm so grateful Australia picked me. And then, yeah, lots of meetings probably. I really don't know. I wish I could tell me.
Lots of meetings, lots of interviews. You're probably going to have to go and press some record label people.
Yeah, all the stuff, you know.
All that stuff. Well, look, you've had some great, I guess, coaching on the way there, some great information, and what a great way to win as well.
Yeah.
Like, at least you got the audience there.
Yes.
You got to see it, and now You're the Voice Australia for 2021.
It's all a bit crazy. And thank you, you know, to everyone who's listening, anyone that engaged, anyone that voted. I so appreciate it and I couldn't be more grateful for the whole opportunity.
Congratulations, and we look forward to the album full of your music.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.